Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
A London Times reporter recently set a world efficiency record driving a standard VW Passat from Kent, England to the south of France and back. 1,530 miles on just 20 and a half gallons of gas. That's 75 miles per gallon. But Nissan's new car, the Leaf, gets 5 times better mileage with no gas at all. Leaf has become a backronym, leading environmentally friendly, affordable family car. And Living on Earth's forward-looking Western Bureau Chief Ingrid Lebette took it for a spin. Ingrid, how was it?
It wasn't really that different from driving other cars in its class, maybe a Nissan Sentra, Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic, except that the handling was maybe a little bit better, really responsive, nothing sloppy in the handling of this car at all. And the other thing is, of course, since it's electric, you have really strong pickup because you've got the full torque of the motor available as soon as you touch the accelerator. And also, I was impressed with how tightly it took the curves.
And quiet, I guess, right?
Silent, yep. Electric cars are quiet.
Is it big? Is it small? Is it comfortable?
It's comfortable. I have to tell you, it really reminds you of driving another car that would be in the same size class, like a compact car. So, you know, you don't have a feeling of luxury, but you don't really feel cramped. You definitely can put 5 people in this car, and they say you can put 3 car seats across the back if you had the need for 3 car seats at one time, Bruce. You can also fold those rear seats down, and you can fold them down in 2 different units. So you could have, let's say, a second passenger in the back, but put a larger piece of luggage in the back by folding down the other half of the back seat. So it's got that kind of flexibility that a lot of the compact cars have right now.
How far can you go?
About 100 miles, but this will depend somewhat on the weather, because if you need to turn on the heat or the air conditioning, if you have to keep run that very much, then you're going to get less. You're going to get maybe only 65 miles to the charge. But if you have mild weather, you don't need to run the air conditioning or the heat, and you're going maybe 40 miles an hour most of the time, you might get more, like 135 miles to the charge.
Now, we should say this is not a hybrid. There's no 2 motors. There's just 1 motor, and it's an electric motor.
This is a fully electric, battery-only car, no gasoline.
But what if I take a nice drive and I run out of juice? What do I do? Where do I go?
Well, see, this is clearly the limitation of an electric car, and it's why the naysayers have said there will really never be much of a market for an electric car, because you can't take this on a long drive. If you have a long commute each day to work, this isn't the car for you, and it's also not the car you're going to want to take on the long trip to grandma's house either, because you're going to have to recharge after 100 miles.
So, Ingrid, how long does it take to juice this car up, to charge it up?
If you buy one of these cars, I think you're probably going to want to go to the extra expense of hiring an electrician to bring the same voltage into your charging space, your driveway or your garage, that you have for your dryer or your electric stove. The regular outlet voltage, 110, is probably going to take too long. So charging it at 240 volts, it's going to take about 5 hours or overnight.
What price? What's the cost?
$32,500. Subtract from that the federal tax credit of $7,500. That brings the price down to $25,000. And a number of states have their own rebates. California gives you a $5,000 rebate. That brings the price down to $20,000 plus tax.
Wow, that's really incredible.
It's an affordable electric car.
So what was the reception to this when you took it out for a test drive? People look kind of bending their necks to take a look?
Yeah, the place was jammed, and besides that, you can't even sign up for one of these things now. The first 20,000 vehicles that they had available are already spoken for, so you can't even put money down right now. So this is really a pleasant surprise for Nissan, and I have to say, it vindicates the electric vehicle enthusiasts who've said for years that despite the limited range, there is a demand for a fully electric vehicle.
Well, Ingrid, happy motoring. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. It's been a pleasure.
Ingrid Lebette is LOE's Western Bureau Chief. Coming up, shrinking the carbon footprint of your clothes. Just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. And from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.